Yeah, I'm Nick Bergen. I was working at Puppet for about 6 years. I was working at Puppet Enterprise for most of that. It really burned my ass. I was working on closed source, so I'm very happy to be working on OpenVox now. And I'm doing Overlook InfraTech with Ben. So OpenVox packaging. So what we did when Puppet took Puppet closed is we cloned all the repos that they use, and we cloned all the build tools, and we started from there. So a really good place to start, and if you don't mind, I'm going to sit because my back's a little tweaked. Good place to start is we have this contributing guide. So if you want to go build it yourself, you can take a look at this. It's in a kind of a weirdo repo by itself at the moment. But we started with talking about Jeff Clark. Jeff did a little bit of initial work in cleaning up the Docker engine in Vanagon. So if you don't know, Vanagon is a tool that Puppet uses to package up files and create RPMs and debs for Ruby projects. And then there's also one called EasyBake that's used for Clojure projects. We'll get there later. So Jeff did a little bit of initial work in cleaning up the Docker engine so that you can build things in containers. So the way that Perforce does it is they have a tool called VMPooler, where they have VM images for every different platform that they build for. And that's really great for testing. It kind of binds your hands a little bit when you're going to build the packages, because in order to build a package for a new platform, you have to go build the VMPooler image. You have to wait for that to get done. You have to wait for the I don't know if it's the RE team anymore, to do that. And then you can build the package, and then you can release it the next release. So something that we had talked about in the open source stewards, Ben and I and Jeff and David and others who were there, was, you know, this would be way faster if we just build them all inside containers. You can build any platform you want, even ones that are different architectures, build it under emulation if you have to. So that's what we did here. So I took that and built out a lot more of the Vanagon code around building inside containers. And so it uses basically the same packaging with Vanagon and I forget if it uses Beak underneath, but basically it sets up all the files and then it volume mounts the files into the container where it does the actual build. For whatever platform. And so a lot of that shows up in the Vanagon code. I'm just going to dive into some of the code here. It's maybe not the most compelling thing to look at, but I have no slides since I was dragooned into this like 20 minutes ago. So to add a new platform, for Vanagon, you can look into the platform defaults here. And let's look at Debian 12. These are... Yes. What's that?
Bigger.
Oh, bigger. Thank you. So there's a list of common packages that are pretty much needed for every build for everything, and some instructions on how to build it. The key things that we added are defining a Docker image you want to use by default for that platform, and you can always override that. And the architecture for that platform. So this is directly passed to a Docker command, which, let's see if I can remember where it is. I think in here. So it just starts up it pulls the image that you give it, so Debian 12 in this case, starts the container in the particular architecture that you specify. And if you're doing a different architecture, it can use QEMU to emulate it. And it just runs it like it would inside VMPooler that Perforce does. So you can do this one at a time. In the very beginning, when I was just repackaging Puppet's packages, what I was doing, I'm just going to use Puppet Runtime as an example. The Puppet agent, you have to build Puppet Runtime first. There's a PXP agent, which OpenVox isn't really using, but there are little pieces that certain people need, so we are still packaging it. And then there's a Puppet agent or OpenVox agent repo, which combines them all together into RPMs and debs. So starting with Puppet runtime, because that's kind of where the build starts. In the beginning, we were trying to just take the exact tag that Perforce was using. So 8.11, I think it was for, or 10, 8.10 for the agent. And then do a patch, put our code on top of it, apply the patch. And then I had this kind of hacky build Vanagon script, which would build all of these platforms in parallel. And so I have a beefy 32-core computer at home, and so I was just hammering it as much as I can to build everything just in one place. And that worked actually really well. It didn't really have any problems. It was slow when you were trying to emulate ARM on x86 or trying to emulate PPC, but it worked. And so this is what the initial just Puppet repackaging was. When we went to go make the official OpenVox packages, we then went, I went and changed this to be a little more formal. So, I'll refer you back here for a moment. Pretty much in all of these repos that you use to build the package, I created a set of rake tasks. So, and they're generally common between them. There's a couple that are specific to specific repos. One for tagging. So this will do what you think. It'll get tag it, push it up to origin. The build is what we'll actually call bundle exec build, which is the Vanagon build command with the Docker engine and the given platform that you build it for. So this will build one platform at a time instead of eight or whatever I was doing. And then if you've taken a look at the packages that we have for OpenVox, they live at yum.overlookinfratech.com or apt.overlookinfratech.com. And we also have an artifacts.overlookinfratech that keeps all these intermediate build packages. So the upload command, once you run the build command, it creates the artifacts. The upload command will upload those to that artifacts.overlook.com so that they can be consumed in later pieces of the build pipeline. And then there's a couple promotes. So you build Puppet runtime first. PXP agent needs Puppet runtime to build, so you promote Puppet runtime into PXP agent, and I can show you a little bit what the repo looks like in a minute. And then once you build both of those, you promote those into the OpenVox agent repo so that you're referencing those build artifacts. So the form of a Vanagon repo, let's look at this one. Why do you not want to work with me here? There we go. Okay. So on the main branch, those tasks live in here. This rake file just is just a common function, and then it pulls in those rake tasks, and those all live in here. So for example, the tag rake task, again, just kind of what you would expect. The build rake task is pretty light. Like I said, is a wrapper around bundle exec build. And then upload is uploading it using the AWS CLI. You won't actually be able to do this unless you have our S3 secrets, but we do have GitHub Actions that have those secrets that this can be used with. So in the Vanagon repo, there's three main folders. There's components, platforms, and projects. So components are the individual pieces that go into the package. So in this case, in Puppet runtime, this is all the stuff for the all-in-one Puppet package, or OpenVox package, sorry. So like OpenSSL, Ruby, libxml, all sorts of things, a bunch of Ruby gems, So they're all defined in here, and there's a lot of code on how to actually, like which versions to pull in, how to actually install them, all that. You don't have to worry about that too much. Much credit to the hardworking RE release engineers at Perforce who did a lot of really good work here, and the Phoenix team who, there's a whole lot of funky things you have to do to get things working reliably. So just want to acknowledge there's a lot of their hard work that we are building off of. So they made this way easier for the community, which is the idea. So the other folder is platform. So this defines every platform that you can build this particular artifact for. And so when we want to build, or when we want to add a new platform, sometimes you do have to tweak a few little things here, like you need a package as a different name or something, or there may be a little bit of a workaround you have to do. Probably like 60, 70% of the time, if all you're doing is going from like EL8 to EL9, or especially if all you're doing is adding a new architecture, you almost just copy paste and it just works. You don't have to wait for a VM to get built. You pick a suitable container, put that default in Vanagon. You can also, all those defaults that you saw in Vanagon that I showed earlier, you can also put in here, but it's better to centralize it in Vanagon because it will probably be used for many other things. So that's why it was so easy to add EL10, because it was basically just a copy and paste job and very few changes otherwise. And then under projects are the actual things you can build. So this particular repo can build different things. This is the agent runtime for Puppet 8, agent runtime for Puppet 7, and then some other things that we don't need to concern ourselves with, some things for PE that we don't care about. And then this OpenVox agent is what actually does the packaging, the RPM and dev packaging. Again, you can dig into some of this on your own time. I'm also happy to talk about it more if anyone wants to dig into details. It's maybe not the most thrilling talk in the world, but there's a lot of settings and components in here that determines what actually goes in the package and how to build it. We recently had a lot of discussion around how to name the packages. So Perforce, well, Puppet long ago made some choices around package naming, namely like Debian-based platforms, they use the code name. And we decided we wanted to get away from that. And then some changes around, what else did we change? That might have been it for now. But so that code lives in Vanagon too. I'm not going to remember where it is off the top of my head right now, but a lot of that configuration is part of this. And so we have our own fork of Vanagon that we have in the OpenVox project namespace where we are kind of morphing this in real time as we go through building these packages. PR is most definitely welcome. So feel free to come in and play in this pond. And if you need any help, I'm very happy to help. Let's see, where are we at? 3:30? Okay. So that is, let's see, is there anything I want to say about the agent side? I don't think so. Oh, yes, there is, sorry. So I mentioned all of this is actually in GitHub Actions now. So you can run all this locally. You can run all the write tasks locally, run it on your computer. It should work. I ran it on my laptop, ran it on my home desktop, Linux, Mac, whatever. It doesn't really matter. As long as you can get Docker working, you should be golden. But how we're actually building it now, for maximum transparency, you can go look at the build logs and everything, is if you go to the OpenVox agent repo and you look at the actions. So most of these are old Perforce ones that we don't need, like SNCC is something that Perforce uses, but this build OpenVox agent is what we're using. This action calls out to a shared workflow that can be used for any Vanagon repo. And so you just give it the tag you want to build, the Vanagon project, so that's the project in that project folder. So like for the Puppet runtime repo, it'll be agent runtime main, agent runtime 7.x. And then you can give it a specific list of platforms you want to build for. If you give it nothing, it'll use the default list of everything that we support for OpenVox 8. And so that shared workflow is in a repo called Shared Actions. And I believe Vox has something similar with some shared actions. So at some point, we'll probably just mash these together. And so this does the actual stuff. So we've got the S3 secrets in there. The default list of platforms right now lives in here. I'm not sure this is the best place for it long term, but this is the full list of agents that are supported, not server, but agents. It splits them now as of this morning, I think. It splits them between ARM and non-ARM, and GitHub just added ARM runners, which makes building things so much faster for ARM platforms. So you can see it's pretty simple. It checks out the code, installs Ruby. This is for emulation in case we need it, which I don't think we do anymore. And it just simply does bundle exec rake Vox build. So the same thing you can do on your laptop if you want to. And then at the end, it uploads the output. Let's see. Any questions on any of that before I move to Easy Bake? Yeah.
I think the one real quick though. I think the unsaid implication that you kind of danced around a couple of times is that if you want to add support to it for a new package or for a new platform, you can make a PR to this repository and add support to the for OpenVox.
It's pretty.
We're asking you to help and contribute and tell us what you need, so that we can actually support the platforms that the people are using.
Absolutely, and it's really easy for you to go test it yourself. So you can open some PRs, but you can actually go run it on your laptop. You shouldn't have any problem. Yes.
Maybe you won't have to wait 2 years.
You won't have to wait 2 years for a new Debian version.
We'll have to wait for the actual.
You might have to wait a couple days if I'm like doing something else, but
that's good because we're working on Trixie. Yeah.
Now I will say, if we want to add a fundamentally different platform, like if we want to add Arch or Raspberry Pi or something, that will take some more work, and we have to, you know, put the appropriate things into the Vanagon repos here. But still, it should be a lot easier. I haven't actually tried it yet, but I know that we do have Arch. I believe we do have Raspberry Pi agent somewhere. So I don't think that'll be hard. If we want to do something exotic like Solaris 10 on Spark, that is going to be much harder, and we're probably not going to do it unless we get sponsorship, because...
It's Solaris.
Yeah, right.
PowerPC, Linux on Power or AIX. You're volunteering the hardware. We've got the knowledge to make it work.
Yes.
That shit's expensive.
Yes. And so, you know, Perforce does build those. And so the code for building that is in here. We just don't have the hardware to build it on. Yes.
What is the future of Vanagon? Everybody loves it and hates it. What will be the future?
Well, I mean, I think that's very much up for discussion. I think... You know, it is not without its warts, but I think it's, in my opinion, a fairly good build tool. It's got a pretty easy to understand language of its own. The thing I dislike more is Easy Bake, which I haven't talked about yet, but basically it's a closure packaging system, which all it does is it creates the Uber jar that Puppet Server PuppetDB uses, wraps some service files around it, and calls out to FPM to build the dev or RPM. So there's really, I mean, that's basically the same thing Vanagon does, just not in closure. So one of these days, I would like to move the Puppet Server and PuppetDB packaging into Vanagon or whatever we decide to move to. We certainly could move off Vanagon. It would be a lot more work. But if, you know, I'm very open to that discussion if anyone has a really awesome build tool they love that's really easy, we can do it.
So the name of the binder is going to change, and the directory is Vox Populi Labs.
Yes, so we changed all the metadata to be Vox Populi and OpenVox. There is still attribution in there for Puppet Labs because it is some of their code. I think generally we say like Puppet Labs 2014, Vox Populi 2025 now.
Are you asking about the CLI tools?
As well as
yeah, okay. I'll actually answer that real quick.
Oh, the binaries?
Yeah, so our plan with the binaries is that right now it's a drop-in replacement. It is exactly the same. You install these packages, you type Puppet Agent FT, it just works. So that means if you have something like Foreman, for example, which uses Puppet for installation and everything, if you want to use Foreman with OpenVox, all you do is follow their tutorial, except where it says install Puppet, you install OpenVox, and it just works. Over time, because this is like a trademark thing, over time, we are transitioning, and we are replacing the command line tools with Vox, VoxD, etc. But we'll also have a compatibility package that is an optional install that just symlinks. So you can use Puppet Agent FT forever if you want, but sometime next year, you'll also have to install a compatibility package to get that. And that's just so that like old tools, the callouts of the Puppet CLI will continue to work.
Yeah, so that's really important. Right now, OpenVox is fully compatible with all the modules. You know, anything that Puppet 8 supports, OpenVox 8 supports. Because it's the exact same binary, exact same paths, same config, everything.
The public binary repository from Puppet is still available?
It is still available. They're not changing it anymore. They're not updating it anymore. So we just straight cloned... Actually, we straight cloned all of their public repos just in case. So we in the Overlook Infratex GitHub org, we have them all. But the ones that we're using to build this are all in the OpenVox project GitHub org now.
But at some time, they will decommission, right?
So that's our worry. Is that I believe they've archived some of the build repos and stuff. But they could yank them at any time. They could delete them. They could take them closed. So we want to make sure we have a copy of everything that is open source and public, just in case.
So they've said that all the GitHub repositories are going to stay. Like, they're not going to literally delete anything. And they've said that the yum and app repos, et cetera, are going to stay, and the packages that are there are going to stay. They're just not going to update anything. Now, this is what they've said. What they actually do, we'll find out, because there's nothing contractually obligating them to do that, and if they ever decide that it is against their best business interests, they will very happily screw us over. So we're not believing.
Perforce on a regular basis.
Yeah, like every year they have a new VP.
Stay around Perforce a lot of time because people making these decisions may not be there in a few months.
Right.
In fact, the one that made this decision, I don't know if they're. Anyway. But you don't need to worry about that because we have everything copied. Whatever they decide to do with their repos, it doesn't matter to us anymore. We can build OpenVox. It will live forever.
which kind of license are you using for publishing all the...
right now, it's still the same license that they were using, which is Apache 2, I believe. But
it's the Apache
2? Yeah.
Apache 2.
Yeah.
So we've had conversations about it, but there's... a lot of things happening, and so we've decided that we will talk about it at another time. If we relicense anything, it's going to be a lot of work to do it, so we just have to figure out whether or not it's worth it and who's going to do the work for it. So there is, if you're interested in those kinds of conversations, if you're staying until Wednesday, we're doing an OpenVox breakout room. The second half of the day. So the first half of the day we'll all be in with the whole Puppet community will be together, and then the second half of the day OpenVox will split out. We're doing a lot of those kinds of conversations.
The conversations or the workshop?
What's that?
Is there a workshop you're planning on Wednesday?
No, the Puppet Room is going to do a workshop where the engineers are here, and like if you have questions or if you have something you want to work with them on or something, they'll be in the Puppet Room. doing a workshop, but we're going to be working out like project governance, some roadmap stuff. Gene's going to lead a conversation about infrastructure. Like we're right now, we're not even at the point where you can rsync the repository, and we're working on ways to make that happen. But we need to just kind of decide what we're doing, figure out who's doing what, figure out what our roadmap for those things is, and that's what we're going to do on Wednesday.
Like David said, Puppet is 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Box is 2 months old. We've
yes.
got a little catching up to do with
yes.
foundational stuff, and that, well, that's what we're trying to work out.
Yeah, so I think we're at time here. Is that right? So I just want to say, if you have any questions or you want to get more involved with this, you want some more details on this, I'm very happy to talk to anyone about it. Very happy to have PRs for all this. Even though Ben and I have been doing a lot of stuff and I did a lot of this initial build, we don't intend to own this. This is owned by Vox Populi. This is just getting it off the ground. So please do contribute if you're interested.
That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.